Paul wrote to his friends at Corinth in the last chapter of our letter. Be watchful, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, and let all that you do be done in love. This is that time of year when I am very grateful that I don't live in my Charlotte home where I lived for many years, because it was very near the shopping mall, one of the major shopping malls in South Charlotte, and the roads there this time of year were absolutely clogged. Interstate was gridlocked, all of the main roads were gridlocked, and you had to take back roads to get anywhere. One of those roads thread through a little town that once was a little town, but now it's just a suburb of Charlotte called Pineville, North Carolina. But Pineville retains something of its small southern charm, and in fact, railroad tracks run through the middle of the town. And the North Carolina Department of Transportation has seen fit to put a sign on either side of the track, "Don't stop on tracks." Don't stop on tracks. Duh! Why would you issue such obvious advice? What idiot would stop their car on a railroad track? Well, you'd be surprised. One of my friends, an Atlanta lawyer, most of his business involves collisions between railroad trains and automobiles. Quite a few of which those automobiles were stopped on tracks. Some of them tried to race the train across the track with calamitous results. And some of them managed to actually run into a moving train as it was going down the track. Which you could think really couldn't happen, but it does. So, sometimes it may be necessary to state the obvious, obviously. Don't stop on tracks. Likewise, in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, it is a long letter of applied theology. Those of you who've been with us in Bible study know that Paul has addressed a host of issues. Is it okay to marry? Is it okay to divorce? Is it okay for women to speak in church? Is it okay to eat food sacrificed to idols? Is it okay to speak in tongues? How do you celebrate the Lord's Supper? Is there life after death? What's the centrality of the cross? Big issues, small issues, complex issues, simple issues. Paul has addressed them all. But now, as he's coming to the end of his letter, like a parent, he wants to state the obvious, obviously. And so he writes, be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous, be strong, and let everything you do be done in love. It reminds me of my days taking my children to school. We had an hour commute to their elementary school, and we would talk about every subject under the sun. But as we had pulled in the parking lot, that's when I would say the stuff I really wanted them to hear. Be careful, pay attention, have fun, respect your teachers, don't lose your lunch money. That's what Paul's doing here. As he reaches the end of this letter, having spoken profound truths, having addressed complex issues, having tried to spin logical answers to difficult questions and apply theology, like a parent, he wants to remind them of what's most important. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Let everything you do be done in love. So too Jesus, as he sits at table one last time with his disciples. Having taught them extraordinary parables, having performed amazing miracles, having expounded incisive truths, wants to leave them with one lasting impression. So he takes the bread and he breaks it and he says, "This is my body. My body's going to be broken for you." He pours the wine into the cup, says, "This is my blood. My blood is going to be shed for you. I'm trying to impress upon you the God of this universe is love. And the God of this universe has sent me as a gift of love. When you eat this bread, when you drink this cup, remember this final impression. Do it in remembrance of me and the God of love who sent me. And open the gift God gives you." Melissa and I are at that age in our lives when at Thanksgiving our house is kind of a grand central station. People are coming in, they're going out, and conversations are taking place during Thanksgiving, and some are humorous and some are sarcastic. And some are whimsical and some are insulting depending on how the football game is going. But it's at the end, when people are starting to leave, that the conversations turn serious. And then people say the things that are really on their mind. "Be careful. Drive safe. I am so proud of you. God bless your work. I love you." Those are the things in the moments of parting when we say the things we really want each other to hear. That's what Jesus is saying in this moment of parting with the disciples. Hear this. The God of this universe is love. And when you eat this bread and you drink this cup, know that God has sent me as a gift. Receive it, says our Lord. Receive it and share it. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong, and let all you do be done in love. With these words of spiritual counsel, let us enter the Advent season.